This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Like a spare tire, dirty, bald, and fits in the trunk. Comedian and co-host of the Jim Norton and Sam Roberts Show, Jim Norton. Even exorcists are afraid of her. Fox News contributor, Kat Tubbe. And finally, a pool cue is his toothpick. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Tyrus.
Thank you. Hasn't Maui suffered enough? Nope, Joe arrives and it's rough. The president and first lady visited Hawaii yesterday to witness firsthand the destruction and tragedy in the wake of the historic wildfire. Joe hasn't seen destruction like that since he passed the Inflation Reduction Act. Political humor. He was also forced to leave his luxury Lake Tahoe vacation. As a result, he had to cancel 3 bicycle crashes and 4 ponytail sniffings. Yeah. The little girls go around this little thing. It's called, anyway. Joe tried to offer sympathy with an oft-told story about a small kitchen fire he experienced in 2004, but it provided comic relief instead. I wonder what happened 15 years ago when he was in Washington doing Meet the Press on a Sunday.
15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home. On a little lake, it's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat.
Just think, if Joe had lost his Corvette, he wouldn't have any place to store all those classified dogs. Here's what's really disgusting. His famous kitchen fire story we've heard over and over again. It's been called into question more than once. That kitchen inferno has been called into question more often than Jill Biden's doctor degree. That blaze was doused in 20 minutes, despite Biden saying in the past that they almost lost a couple of firefighters, and had a house burned down with his wife in it. Didn't happen like that. And watch what happened at the end of Biden's presser when someone offered him some water.
You want to grab that water, Tracy?
I mean, clearly, this guy is somewhere else other than Earth. But I said it before, this is the quietest tragedy ever. As Glenn Greenwald accurately noted, Bush was mauled for merely flying over New Orleans during Katrina, and Ted Cruz was mocked for fleeing Texas during an electricity crisis. But the media won't dare give equal treatment to Biden. What's Joe got to say?
No. Look, I've suffered, man. I can relate. Not only did I get struck by lightning, but one time at the Delaware Beach House after Hunter was there for the weekend. We had a bit of a plumbing backup in one of the bathrooms, and that toilet exploded. It was like, could only be compared to the mighty Mauna Loa volcano. And ever since then, I've had a great connection to the Hawaiian people.
You know, the bottom line here, if he can't even pull off something this straightforward, you know, visit and offer comfort to people who are grieving, then how can we really believe that he's in charge of this country? I don't want to say Joe's totally out of it, but the next island he wants to visit is the one where seven castaways set sail on a 3-hour tour on a boat called the Minnow. Hotep. Yeah. This is not about, I don't think this is about Biden being cruel or being aloof. He's not there. And shouldn't there be somebody who's in charge of preserving the dignity of this guy instead of sending him places where it's embarrassing?
Oh, man. Well, there's a couple of things that's wrong here. First of all, the fact that they're allowing Biden to move out all around like this, and we haven't seen Kamala at all.
Yeah.
Shows you that the Illuminati side of the table is like, we can't let in charge.
I'm not even sure I know what the Illuminati is. Should I know who they are?
I don't know who they are.
Oh, you do.
I could be a member of them if I only filled out that form.
But then they offer him a cup, right? And they're wondering why they offer him a cup. Why didn't he drink from the cup? Well, it's because if they would have put a sign on it that said whites only, he'd have drank that bitch. Biden makes Bush's Katrina situation look like MLK or Selma.
Yeah.
Just a poor mishandling.
It is bad. All right, Tyrus. Where'd he go? I
just stop. Don't even ask me a damn question. All right, look. We in so much trouble. It's not even funny. Could you, if I was a dictator in any country, I'd be like, get a meeting with him now. By the time it's over, we'll have Nebraska, the Midwest will be ours. But like, he's so lost. He didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
And the only thing, but he corrects himself on the dumbest. Mm-hmm. It was a lake. No, it was a pond. Oh!
Yeah.
Now you've got my attention.
Heating,
Mr.
it was air conditioning. No, I remember. It was a heating duct, not air conditioning.
But the truly sadness of this whole thing is that the president coming is supposed to be the sign that good times are on the way. The president's here. He's going to take care of things. It's going to be better. And I just want to remember a time, the last time a president showed up. Do we have the footage of the last time a president showed up? Can we run it, please? I just want us all to remember this. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. President Trump there, actively there in a flood. And what is he doing? Throwing them paper towels.
Yes.
Super absorbent paper towels. They had a need, and he was there. He was positive. He's here. I'm help. He's throwing towels. He's sending money. He's being presidential. And they still had a problem with that.
Yeah.
No, but I will take throwing towels instead of just someone asks you for a glass of water and you think it's a race.
Yeah.
You just take off.
Kat, why do you think he keeps telling... Do you think he actually believes that story happened? It can't, because there's, like, it's been called into question so many times.
Yeah, he literally said the house burned down with his wife in it.
Yeah.
So you think that he would remember that's not true whenever he sees his wife is there. I'm not a doctor, but... I mean, forever and ever, people were like, but Joe, he's not going to Maui. He's not going to Maui. Why is he not going to Maui? I think what answered the question is him going to Maui. That's why, why didn't he go? And then he goes, and we're like, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Because they had to get him out of there fast, too, because it was only a matter of time before I started babbling about how he was actually raised by Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Old sugar cane pop.
Yeah, sugar cane pop.
Yes.
Yeah, he used to hang out with McGarrett. I know it's bad to do this tragedy for tragedy. Like,
sure.
You know, it's easy to do. But in this case, this is crazy, right?
I mean, he's the type of old where if he's getting his teeth cleaned, he's just going to touch the ass of the dental hygienist. Like, he just walks away, talks into thin air.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the kitchen story. I thought it was fascinating. I feel for Joe Biden. I mean, his wife looks like Tom Petty.
Rest his soul.
Yes. The man is doddering. It's not even about politics. It's nothing to do with politics. Like, I like Robert Kennedy Jr. It's the fact that he is just a doddering, blithering idiot at this point. And he's the leader of the free world, and he literally just kind of walks off the way your grandfather does. You're like, pop, pop, come back, come back.
Yes.
Illuminati definitely got your name on the list.
All right. We must move on. Up next, a presidential contender and his shirtless splendor. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
All right, so we got three stories, but probably only time for two. First up, GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. Look at that, huh? They're already drooling. He shared a video of himself playing tennis, shirtless, saying it was prep for tomorrow's primary debate. Cat, shouldn't all candidates be topless? Except for Chris Christie.
No, I really disagree. I think especially Chris Christie.
Okay.
Because him doing this is whatever. Chris Christie doing it, funny.
Yeah.
You know, I got no issue with it, but whenever a guy posts anything shirtless, no matter what he looks like, I just always think about him, like, looking at the footage and reviewing it and deciding what to post.
Yes. That's what everybody does when they show skin. It's a thirsty... Yeah. Like, I call it Chris Cuomo-ing. Chris Cuomo would take 1,000 pictures of himself. Don't ask me how I know, Jim. He'd call me up, hey, which one should I do? But, you know, I love Vivek. I just think this might be a little thirsty.
Yeah, and RFK Jr. did the same thing. Push up, and it's childlike. It's like something you do when you're 15 to make a girl go, God, you're cute. And they're all trying to prove that they're fit compared to Biden, but that's not a high bar.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
So just go like this. I have a pulse.
Yeah, tweet a video of yourself eating soup and getting it into your mouth.
Oh, my God. Tyrus, you consider tennis a sport?
Yeah, absolutely, 1,000%. But, I mean, a couple, like, I like V. V's cool. I like what he's doing. I just... What the mainstream media is letting us also know that he's actually hitting those tennis balls at children in wheelchairs. Just so the him being shirtless takes on another level of stuff. But the evil Republicans, you know, it's crazy what's been lost in all of this. And plus, I'm not sure Nikki Haley would be real excited about a whole topless.
Yes. No,
she would have an unfair advantage, though. But
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a breeder. But what's amazing about this debate coming up is the diversity. Mm-hmm. And it's the party that's supposed to not be diverse at all. Mm-hmm. And we have men, women, we have, and it looks like a man with ancestry from India is going to be the pack leader when this is over. Like, because obviously President Trump is not in it, but these guys are all fighting, and it's the conversation switching from DeSantis to the V-man.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think... That's an amazing thing in this country right now. It's something in my lifetime that I'll be proud to tell my grandchildren about. Not anytime soon, kids. But, like, but I'm just saying, like, it's an amazing time, and it's no one's talking about it. Look at that board that you'll see up there, and white is not the dominant feature on there. And everyone there's hair is not white yet. Except for Pence. But that's not his fault. He was born that way.
Yes.
He also doesn't have sweat glands.
Yes.
I like Vivek, too.
Yeah.
I like Vivek. Vivek's cool.
Actually, I don't like Vivek.
I'm surprised with Scott,
though. He's the smartest
one going.
I thought
Scott would do better. I thought Scott would be doing better right now, and I don't know why he's not.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm objective, right? So I don't like Vivek, but I don't like Vivek for every reason why he's the best candidate outside of Trump. And it's because he's just a grifter, right? And this shirt-off thing is a pure example.
Why do you think he's a grifter?
Because look at him. He's preparing for his job after he loses the election. Mm. Like that's exactly what this is. He's like, I want to cover all angles so after I lose the election, they know I have a nice body. Maybe Hollywood would call me up or, you know. He's covering all angles. We might see him in a Weinstein movie soon. Who knows? I don't know.
He already got a call from Shirtless Tennis Guy Monthly. I'm the publisher, by the way. It's amazing what I can do in my garage. Do we have time for the next story? Because I love this story. A new report finds that most of the human brain specimens in the Smithsonian collection were gathered without consent, meaning that they were grave robbers, Jim. That they actually stole their brains from, like, burial grounds and stuff.
Who cares? I mean... They're like saying they're gonna give them back to the relative. Like, do you really want your uncle's brain from 1905? What are you gonna look at it in a jar? Huh? Who cares?
It is true. I mean, maybe Hotep, it's like, how else were you gonna get it back then? I mean, they didn't have, you know how you can, like, on your driver's license, you can click organ donor?
Yeah.
They didn't have cars back then, did they?
Yeah, I when I saw this story, I really didn't get it because I'm like, I thought everything in the museum was stolen. Like literally everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's either stolen or it's broken. It's like my wife took me to some place when it was all just broken dishes.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
They dropped it when they were stealing it.
See, I hope our smash and grabbers today are more careful with the things that they steal for the future museums.
Mm. Yeah. Again, they didn't give consent.
No, they didn't.
What do you take him out when you? I feel like that guy's about to die. Hey, sir, if you don't make it through this weekend, can we have your brain? And of course, the average person's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm dead. I don't need it. Like, you know, just a lot of the Abbey Normal ones they probably shouldn't have kept. But
you see, like, passing out consent forms in 1789. Well, you know, in the future, they're going to have a museum here.
Yeah, can we get your brain?
Kat, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when your brain is. Up for being stolen, I feel like you can't consent to stuff anymore.
No.
Right? So I don't, I agree. I this doesn't shock me. Like, of course it was, nobody consented to their, they just take the brain and whatever. What are they gonna do, be mad?
I don't know. I think, wow. I don't know. Nobody cares.
Why is there
a terrible
brain?
Story?
What?
I mean.
It was my favorite story and nobody cares about
maybe
it.
Maybe bring up the fact that they murdered him.
Yes, they murdered these people.
They signed the consent. When do you need the brain? Now. Click. Thank. Boom. Thanks.
All right. We're out of time. Thanks to Hotep Jesus, Jim Jordan, Kat Tip-Tars, the studio address.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.